Worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Thanks for listening. I invite you to look with us once again in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 10. Again, Ephesians chapter 6, starting at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication, in the Spirit being watchful to this end, with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Verses 10 through 20, Ephesians chapter 6. Father, thank you, Lord, for the wonderful gift, the wonderful privilege of being able to come to you in prayer every single day of our lives. Thank you, Lord, for the fact that you are a heavenly Father that always, always, always has a listening ear for the prayers of your children. And what a privilege it is, what an honor it is, what an opportunity it is for us to be able to come to you any time of the day, night or day, 24 hours a day, knowing that you're ready to hear and receive those prayers that we pray. Father, with every passing day, teach us, guide us, tutor us, and empower us to be the people of prayer you've called us to be. Help us to recognize there's so many things in your kingdom that are accomplished when your people pray. And there's so many things that don't get done when your people don't pray. Move upon us more and more to be the people of prayer you've called us to be. We love you, we bless you, we praise you, we thank you, and fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit of prayer today. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker, and we're grateful to have in studio with us Jessica Webb. Jessica is the administrative assistant in the American Family Association Foundation Department of our ministry. And also, she's Ben's wife, she's Kylie and Aiden's mom, and she's many other things too, but we're grateful to have her with us today. Good to have you with us today, Jessica.
Thank you for having me.
Good to have you. And again, you were on the broadcast about maybe 3 weeks or so ago, and you shared about a very important and a very unique project and a very great project entitled Prayer Walk for a Generation. And we're grateful to have you back to be able to tell us some of the results of how that went, because basically the project came and went as you started it, correct?
That's right. It's been completed now, and now I'm just seeking the Lord on what direction he wants us to go in now with the prayer walks. So I've got a couple of ideas, but I'm still seeking him to make sure that, you know, we do it according to his will and not according to our will. So
okay. And I want you to, as we start off, what today I'm going to ask you once again to summarize how the Lord put on your heart to start the Prayer Walk for a Generation project. And then after you tell our listeners, because there are many who may not have happened to have heard that program, tell them about what the project was about, but tell them about the aftermath, what has taken place.
That's right. Well, originally the Lord placed this on my heart, and it was back in the beginning of the summer. I was contemplating, we homeschool our children, but the Lord kind of, after certain things happened within our culture, the Lord said, you know, wouldn't it be awesome if you went in and you prayed within the hallways, the bathrooms, the classrooms, and just bathed the schools in prayer, you and other intercessors that I'm calling to do this? So I thought it was just a flippant thought of mine and kind of brushed it off, but that thought just kept coming back, and I realized that it was the Lord saying, no, I really want you to do this. I want you to pursue this. So I said, well, if this is your will, Lord, I will step out boldly and I'll do this in faith. And contacted all the people that we needed to contact, of course, the superintendents, the principals, and got approval to come into 7 different schools and just prayer walk the hallways, bathrooms, wherever they weren't working within the school building. And they gave us, you know, an hour and a half to pretty much do that. If we saw staff members, we stopped and asked them if we could pray over them specifically, and just allow the Lord to really lead us in what needed to be prayed for. So some schools had on their doors the names of the teachers, or mm-hmm. they had that was a science class or an English class. So we were able to specifically pray that the Lord would use those curriculums to reveal who He is, to grow them in the plan and the purpose that He has for them to have the skills that they need when He launches them into whatever He wants them to do. But also to pray for the different parts of the building where parents may come in or the community may come in, where it may be an opportunity for evangelism or for even the Holy Spirit to even be there to just woo their heart. So the Lord really pressed this on my heart, and He has revealed to me throughout this process that this is something that if I was a child growing up in the home that I had lived in, I would have been one of those children within the public schools who would have needed the prayers of intercessors to come in. So it really kind of made me have a softer place for the children and the parents of the community and the teachers. The great thing about the prayer walking was spiritual warfare was definitely there. It was there in the schools as we were praying. And after me and several other people who gathered to do the prayer walks would come together at the end, and we would discuss, what did you specifically feel the Lord was leading you to pray? Or what did you feel like you needed to rebuke or repent of or whatever while you were doing the walks? And the things that we would all discuss and say, okay, I felt that same thing, and be in unison on it. And that just showed that the Lord was really leading us and guiding us on how to pray. So I've been growing and learning as I'm doing these prayer walks. I'm starting to learn to trust the Lord more and His speaking to me and hearing His shepherd's voice as I'm doing this. And also growing in understanding with my brothers and sisters who I don't know in Christ, and the unity that we have with the Holy Spirit, and just really starting to treasure that and enjoying that and wanting to grow that fellowship more.
Well, Jessica, let me jump in here real quick and share something that, again, first, I praise God that you listened to the Lord to move forward with a project like this. And it really is so important for us as believers to recognize that prayer is a great privilege. It's a tool. It's a weapon. It's a powerful spiritual weapon. And the devil, Satan, is afraid of people that really believe in praying and seeking God through prayer. And of all the things that he battles against in our walk and our relationship with God, one of the things he will battle the most fiercely is our prayer life.
Yes.
And so it's good for us to know that prayer is a powerful weapon that we can use every single day to do all kinds of good in the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. And the tragedy is, for so many of us, it's like we have the privilege of going 1,000 miles, and sometimes people may go only 10. We can pray as much as we want to.
That's right.
And the fact is, somehow or another, God has connected himself to prayer. There's a mystery there, but somehow or another, in God's kingdom, God has connected himself to prayer. And when God's people pray, his will gets done. And sometimes when God's people don't pray, things that God wants to happen, they don't happen.
That's right.
Because God's people are not praying. So we should never take lightly this responsibility. So thank God for persons like you and others who are listening to God and obeying the Spirit who's leading us to be people of prayer and praying about needs. And, of course, our schools need lots and lots of prayer. So, again, the project has happened, and you had participation from other parents or individuals that were moved upon to be a part of it, too. So what were some of the results further that you saw?
Well, we had a lot of parents that came in and some staff members who participated, and it was really nice that since they knew the schools, they knew the students that would be there, the teachers, they were able to give specific insights on the prayer needs for each school. And that was really encouraging to have people come in and say, these are things that the Lord has put on my heart about the school. These are the things that grieve me, that grieve the Holy Spirit, that we want to be an intercessory for. We want to pray for these specific things because we know that it's going against the will of the Lord, and we want to lift them up. I had two different schools where two different staff members had told me stories about children who, and the desperate need that what we're doing, coming in and praying, is such an important thing. One of them, a little boy, he was about 12 years old, lived in his dad's home, and his dad was homosexual. And the relationship that him and his partner had was very abusive. So he was pulled out of his father's home and sent to his mother's home, who lives in Chicago. And his mother did not want him. So she didn't bother to make sure he went to school. She didn't take care of him. He ended up imitating things that happened out on the street, gangs and things like that. And as he was sitting on his door stoop one day, someone came along and shot him and killed him at 12 years old. And he said, these are the children that we have coming in here. These are the types of homes that these children are coming from. And it's just so important. And as they're talking to me and this other staff member, it almost was like they were defeated. They felt defeated. So it was an encouragement for us to come in and pray with them to show, you know, that other people are out here. We're backing you and we support you and giving you hope to not be defeated in the school system. That, you know, there's people who the Lord has placed you on their hearts, and we're praying for you and praying for the different staff members and the students here. The other staff member, who is a teacher, had a child last year, a young girl who was desperate and was seeking some counsel. But at the same time, she said that the little girl lived in a very abusive home where the parents really didn't pay very much attention. And she thinks that the little girl may actually be being prostituted out. And I think she was maybe an eighth grader. And she said, please lift this little girl up. Please be praying for her, you know, that she will receive some of this truth and that she'll seek after the Lord and be removed from these situations. So it seems like, you know, it's hard to believe that young children would be living or experiencing these things. But these are the people that the Lord is calling us to be boldly stand up for.
Well, you know, Jessica, you touch on that. A number of tragic situations you find at home sometimes. Sex trafficking is something that's a very real matter that's going on in our communities, in our homes. Sometimes people think of that as something that happens in big cities far away. But sadly, sometimes it happens in rural communities, big cities, small cities, and it's done sometimes on a small scale, sometimes on a large scale. It's a very real reality then. So before we go any further, I'm going to ask if you'll pray for listeners, because there are many who maybe didn't know about this project but are thinking, I want to do something similar in my community. Would you pray for those persons?
Yes. Father God, we just thank you so much that you want us to pray and you want us to step out in faith and intercede for those in the body of Christ to be bold and to remove from complacency that will cause them not to step out in faith and that will cause them to stay in their comfort zone. Lord, I pray that you will stir us and just pour your spirit out on the body of Christ to find what the plan and the purpose is that you have for each one of us and what you want us to do. Each one of us have something that we need to do that is going to be impactful for the kingdom of God, and that is going to be impactful for those who don't know you. And there's so many people who are so ripe for harvest, who are so desperate, who are so looking for you, oh Father God, if we would just boldly get out of our comfort zone and do that. Lord, I pray that you will stir up the hearts of your people to seek you on how can they go about doing a prayer walk or starting a prayer group in their community. Who specifically, what group do you want them to pray for, or how do you want them to pray? Where do you want them to pray? What is the time frame that you want them to meet in? You know each and every part of this country that we live in, and you know each and every community. You know the needs, Father God, and you desperately want your people to step out and speak your word boldly into those communities, and I pray that we will. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio guest today is Jessica Webb. We'll be right back after this break.
G just as David's mighty man Benaiah chased down a lion into a pit on a snowy day. Lion Chasers champions uncommon men and women of faith who are unafraid to stand up and speak truth to power in these dark and evil days. Never before has there been such a need for people of faith to draw a line in the sand with the sword of truth. Lion Chasers, the intersection of faith and public policy with Lonnie Poindexter. Weekday mornings at 10 Central on Urban Family Talk. The Awakening, shaking believers out of our slumber and calling us to action. The Awakening, encouraging Christians to rise up and stand, though all around us are falling. The Awakening, hosted by a warrior for the Word of God and for the Constitution, Bishop E.W. Jackson.
I am proud to say that I am not an African-American, I am an American!
Tune in to Urban Family Talk, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 9 Central for The Awakening.
This is probably the oldest question there is concerning the things of God. Is it okay to ask God questions? If we look at when the angel of the Lord visited Zechariah about he and Elizabeth, he questioned God and it didn't work out too good. The angel of the Lord visited Mary. She questioned God and he gave her an explanation. So what was the difference? Have you ever heard the phrase, when you know better, you do better? I think that that was what was happening with Zechariah. He and Elizabeth weren't young and naive like Mary. They had been around for a minute and they should have known better. God takes not only our actions into account, but our motives too. It's our attitude or the state of our hearts that makes the difference. Don't believe me? Take inventory then. If the Lord were to visit you right now with surprising off-the-wall news, what would your reaction be? If your reaction isn't what it should be, then ask the Lord for help. With a heart for the urban family, I'm today's urban woman, Toni Johnson. Connect with us at urbanfamilytalk.com. The women's ministry at my church recently had a chat and chew. It was all the women of the church, specifically mothers and daughters, but included older and younger women. The chat part was the older women 25 and up sharing with the younger women some of their testimonies. The desire was to help them understand that they didn't have to go through girl things alone, that there was somebody who understood where they were and had been there before. It was a great encouragement for everyone. The chew part was a time of fellowship and food. We mingled, we laughed, we talked, and of course, we ate. I came away from the chat and chew really glad that I had pressed my way to get there. I said all of that to say this: everything that you go through is purposed for your life and designed for you to help bring someone else out. Don't allow the enemy to make you ashamed of your journey so that you keep silent about how God has kept you and brought you out. Share with the younger women so that they know that they can make it too. With a heart for the urban family, I'm today's urban woman, Toni Johnson. Connect with us at urbanfamilytalk.com.
Come fill this place. The breath of God.
music of CeCe Winans, the song Holy Spirit, Come Fill This Place. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Once again, our in-studio guest is Jessica Webb. And Jessica is the instrument and the person the Lord used to start the Prayer Walk for a Generation project, which recently was carried out in our community. And Jessica, would you pick up where you left off and share a little bit more about some of the results of the project?
Yes. So just recently, this past week, we finished the last three of our prayer walks, and I've been in communication with several ladies that work within the schools, and they have been working to put together prayer walks in their communities that are specific for, like this afternoon, they are doing a prayer circle at the park in one of our local cities, and they're going to pray specifically for law enforcement, for the schools, for the community as a whole, and they are encouraging everyone. And of course, it's supposed to rain this afternoon, so I was very encouraged.
Just bring your umbrellas.
Yes, I was very encouraged. they're not discouraged, and they're going to do it anyways. And one of the law enforcement that will be there actually said, "You know, we work in the rain, so it's not going to matter to us if it's raining." And that's so huge. And the Lord is showing me that through this, He has placed me in a leadership role that I wouldn't have considered it a leadership role. I more consider myself a servant of the Lord and serving my community. But as these people continue to reach out to me and ask me these things, I'm seeing how I'm able to lead and guide them through it. And I'm seeing their confidence start to build up in it. So if you're someone who is in a leadership role, especially if the Lord has called you to be an intercessor and you've been doing this for a while, you've been with a group, find some people that you feel led to go out with and do prayer walks with and get the word out, and then let the Lord use you to be a leader and guide other people on how to do that as well. It's very important that the gifts that God has given us, it wants to use you and use those gifts that He's matured you in to disciple and to train up other people who are not as mature as you to be able to do those as well.
Amen. Amen. Father, thank you, Lord, again for this particular project, the Prayer Walk for a Generation. Thank you, Lord, also for the many other things that you have done and are doing as you reach through this project to inspire and encourage others to pray more about any and everything issues related to your kingdom, praying for our children, praying for our schools, and praying for so many other things, praying for our military, praying for policemen and policewomen, praying for leaders, praying for so many needs. Father, thank you for the opportunity you give us, each and every one of us as your children, to pray. Fill us afresh and anoint us afresh with the spirit of prayer, and guide us so that more and more we will put this powerful tool and weapon to work every single day, accomplishing your will and then releasing your Holy Spirit to work more and more in our lives, in our families, in our homes, in our schools, in our communities, and in the whole wide world. And Lord, help us to be mindful, Lord, that by your grace, we can pray as much as we want to. Help us to never, ever be so busy that we think we don't have time to pray. Help us to know, Lord, that if we just make time, you'll use it wonderfully to accomplish so many wonderful things. Thank you for this blessed opportunity. We love you. We bless you. We praise you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Jessica, I want to share with you just we were sharing briefly a few moments ago during the break, but I want to share this with our listeners too. I think the Lord used you in this project to help inspire us at our church. I pastor St. James Church in Leland, Mississippi. And this past Sunday afternoon, we had the privilege of, in our community in Leland, going around praying for each of the schools. We went to pray for the city hall. We went and prayed inside the police department as well, and had a chance to pray for our city. And I want to encourage every single listener to consider doing the same kind of thing in your community. Again, whether you call it Prayer Walk for a Generation, similar to the project that Jessica led here, or if you call it something else, you don't call it anything, you just go out and pray.
Right.
Go do that. Why not pray for the schools in your neighborhood and in your community? Why not pray for your police department? And of course, I want to encourage every listener to remember this too. Our military needs so much prayer. I think of this, that my oldest son, Joseph Jr., and our daughter, Crystal, both of them were, my Joseph was in the Marines and Crystal was in the Army. And one of the truths that they learned about is that there are lots of dark, sad realities that go along, sadly, with the military lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
There's such a need for us to pray much for those in the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Coast Guard. And the fact is, too, I remember recently seeing billboards around that say that every day, 22 men or women commit suicide in our armed forces every single day. So the church very much needs to faithfully pray a whole lot for those in uniform. So that, too, praying for our military is so important. So there's so many things that God's people need to be praying about.
Yes.
It takes time and energy, but there's a lot of good, wonderful things that happen when God's people pray. So every believer that's listening, we're talking to you. If you're wondering, are we talking to you? Yes, we're talking to you. We want to encourage you. We want to enlist you in the prayer force. You know, God's people that are praying all over the land and country, praying for God's will to be done, praying for our government, praying for the upcoming election, for God's will and grace to permeate that. So many needs out there then. So, but go ahead and pick up as you share more about other things that you saw that God did, through the project.
Yes, I've had several people from other counties as well reach out and want the prayer tools that I have given or put together. I've put together specific tools. One was specific for parents. One were for teachers. The other was for students. And then one as a whole was for principals, administrators, more of those who are in leadership roles or those who we may not see, you know, janitorial, cafeteria type workers, because we want to bathe them all in prayer. The school board, we want to pray them all up. And I've had a lot of really good feedback about the prayer tools, and people are very appreciative of them. They're long, you know, they're not, they'll take a few minutes to pray over, but it's something that I encourage anyone who would be interested in getting those prayer tools to let me know. You can email me at jweb@afa.net, and I can send them in a Microsoft form, so that way you can change them however you want to and use them however. So if you like the way it is, if the Lord's leading you to just keep it the way it is, you can do that. Or you can add it to however the Lord is leading you to do it. Or you can use it as a template to set up a prayer tool for your government officials or for the businesses in your community, for your neighborhood. If you feel led that the Lord is calling you to do prayer walks and to pray specifically for your neighbors and the people in your neighborhood, your churches, as a unity tool to call the church as a body of Christ to come together instead of being divided how we are now. So the tools really can be used or transformed to be used however the Lord leads you to do it. But they are really, really great tools. I can't take credit for it because I didn't, you know, the Lord really led me through that. It's not anything that I can say that I did on my own. He definitely helped with that.
Okay. Well, if someone's listening that wants to get the copy of the prayer tools, how would they get in touch with you to get to have them email to them?
Yes, the best way is to email. So that's going to be jweb@afa.net. Another way to get a hold of me or to get a hold of those tools would be to go on Facebook to Prayer Walk for a Generation. That group have posted several times pictures of the tools, and I'll continue to do that throughout the year. This is something that I really feel the Lord started with the schools, but He's going to continue to move in different directions as He wants us to prayer walk our different communities. So, of course, I'm so thankful for the schools and the introductory to that, but I really feel like He is really going to move it more into community settings and praying pretty much all over our county.
That's right. That's right. You know, I want to say to every listener, too, keep this very important point in mind, too, is that the fact is anyone can pray for any school they choose to. And, of course, you know, you think of this, that it's sad that years ago prayer per se was outlawed in public schools. But the fact is it's important to know that any believer can pray for any school that you want to. No one can stop you from praying as much as you choose to. But also keep in mind, an important thing for us to pray for, too, is that God would send forth laborers into schools, and well, to send forth laborers all over the world, period, but into schools as well. And who would those laborers be? Well, of course, that would be students who love Jesus and tell others, share the gospel with fellow students.
Yes.
It can be teachers that use their influence in the ways they can to point people to the gospel, to other teachers. But it's important to know, too, the Holy Spirit knows how to raise up those right persons that God can use. But our job is to pray according to the Word of God that tells us to pray that God would send forth laborers into His harvest. So that, too, is an important part of our prayers. We should be praying for God to send out more laborers into his harvest field too.
Yes. And if you keep up with the news or any kind of media, and you hear about, especially through AFA, I know they're really good about letting us know about different things that are happening in different schools and the ways that the schools are coming under attack. So if you allow the Lord to use you in a way to have your spiritual eyes and ears open when those alerts come through or those news broadcasts come through, the Lord may lead you to pray for schools of California or schools in a completely different state alongside with the schools in your local community, just to add them to your prayer list and to just lift those children and those teachers up. You may never see them. You may never know them until you, you know, reach heaven and you live together eternally. But at the same time, that's just being faithful with what God has called you to do. You know, if we can use the things that He puts in front of us and that we see and we hear on a daily basis, whether it's our local community or nationally or worldwide, He will use those things that seem so tragic to open our eyes and our hearts to have compassion to lift those people. Exactly. So this can be a local thing or it could be a national thing. It could be a worldwide thing that the Lord uses. So just really have your heart and your mind open to receive whatever guiding that the Lord wants you to follow on.
Now, share once again both means whereby people can get the prayer tools again.
Yes, it's jwebb@afa.net.
Spell web for them.
W-E-B-B as in boy, two B's.
Okay.
And Prayer Walk for a Generation.
Okay. Okay then. Let me share. I'm going to share to Jessica another project, which again only recently started, which actually is here in Tupelo. And I want to encourage every listener to consider being a part of it as well. It's a prayer in the garden project, and specifically some people know about this here in Tupelo, some don't, but we have a beautiful garden behind Parkgate Pregnancy Clinic here in Tupelo called the Garden of Hope, located at 100 Parkgate here in Tupelo. A project has begun whereby each evening individuals and or churches are invited to schedule to come at 6 o'clock in the evening to pray for some of these same concerns we've been talking about. The project only started just a few days ago. We've begun to schedule churches that are going to come on 6 o'clock on a given evening in the month of August. Now, of course, the project has already begun, but during the month of August, we're hoping to have a church every single day of the week, Monday through Sunday, coming at 6 o'clock to come into the garden to pray. Again, pray for our nation, pray for our government, pray for police officers, pray for the military, praying for schools, praying for children, whatever needs are on their heart. So I want to mention that if you'd like to come or your church would like to come to be scheduled to be a part of this, we want to invite you to contact us. My email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. Just contact us or call us here at Urban Family Communications. The number here, my number is 662-844-5036, extension 381. Again, 662-844-5036, extension 381. If you'd like to schedule your church to be able to plug in one of those 6 o'clock time frames, let us know. Now, of course, if you're just wanting to come and not necessarily schedule your church, remember the garden is open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. If you want to just show up and be there with another church group or just be there with whoever's there, you are welcome. Again, 100 Parkgate is the address. The garden is behind that building at 100 Parkgate. Please come and be a part of that. Father, thank you again for every person listening. Thank you for the opportunity you give each of us to pray and help make a difference, to help accomplish your will, to allow your grace, your power, your blessing grace to be released over situations, over matter, over people, over families, over children, over different concerns that we lift up in prayer. Lord, help us to know that you said in your word that the prayers of a righteous man are powerful and effective. Help us to never, ever take lightly all the good that can be done through your people who take the time to pray. Yes. And help us to become much more faithful and committed and mobilized to be a people given to prayer every day. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Our in-studio guest is Jessica Webb. We'll be right back here on the Hour of Intercession.
Whatever God has made you, is totally legitimate until it conflicts with his divine truth.
Dr. Tony Evans says reconciliation doesn't require us to abandon our culture and our customs.
You get back to a divine standard and it don't take long to reverse the racial curses in our lives.
A look at what it'll take to heal the racial rifts that tear our country apart. This week on The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans.
I'm Will Addison, director of Urban Family Talk. We desire to be a movement of time tellers. In 1 Chronicles 12:32, it says, "The sons of Issachar were men who had understanding of the time, to know what Israel ought to do." In these perilous times, God is raising up a people of discernment who will see, pray, and act. We sound the alarm as watchmen. We cry aloud that God's people may be activated for His service. Join the movement at UrbanFamilyTalk.com.
Dr. Tony Evans says making Jesus part of your life proves you don't really understand who He is. He'll tell us more about that today as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
When we're talking about Jesus Christ, we're talking about the perfect image of God who is to be ranked first. And He is to be ranked first in everything. There is to be no subject in your life for which His viewpoint is not considered first. Now, most folk will drop Jesus in every now and again, or when it's convenient, or when it's preferred. But the whole plan of God is to position Jesus to be the first consideration, the first concern, and the first consultant of anything having to do with anything in your life or mine. It's like a wife who says, "I have to check with my husband first," or a husband who says, "I have to check with my wife first." In other words, I've got to talk to the person closest to me. So if Jesus Christ winds up being consulted last or in the middle, you and God aren't on the same page. Because God created everything with Jesus being first place in mind. First place has to do with the position of honor. Like in Washington, you got the first lady or the first family. That has to do with an honored position. So there are many Christians who insult God all day long, all week long, all year long, because Jesus is not first.
Check out the latest edition of our half-hour daily program and sign up for Dr. Evans' free weekly email devotional when you visit TonyEvans.org. And be sure to join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
It was Sean Mitchell, the song, "I Need You." Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Our in-studio guest today is Jessica Webb, who is the individual the Lord used to help start the prayer walk for a generation here in our community. Jessica, in this last segment, what additional things would you like to share about just some of the results of the prayer walk?
Yes, after the first week of the prayer walks, I had some opposition that came up against the prayer walks. We actually had 4 prayer walks, and then we had a week with no prayer walks, and then the third week we were going to have 3 more prayer walks. So there was a time frame in between, and me and my husband joked because within that time frame, if we had anything planned that week, we wouldn't have been able to do it because of the opposition that came against us. But because the Lord laid it out and planned it out with a week off, it gave us plenty of time to be able to counteract the opposition and have the prayer walks reinstated so that way we could come in. So that was really, really awesome. But actually, the superintendent of the Lee County Schools had gotten a call from Freedom From Religion Foundation, who threatened to sue the schools if we proceeded with these prayer walks.
The devil doesn't like prayer.
He doesn't like it. And the most important thing to remember is the devil doesn't mind prayer. It's the effective prayer. It's the prayer that's being sought by when you seek the Lord, and you are, everything that you do is for the Lord. If it's, whether it's prayer or the Lord telling you to move, to step out, to do something in faith, if we're doing it and doing it according to His will and what He wants and listening to Him, those are the effective tools and those are the effective prayers that the devil doesn't like. So if you're just flippantly praying, that doesn't bother the devil much. But when you're praying according to His word and according to His will, that's when it starts stepping on its toes. So it was actually very encouraging when I got the call from the superintendent, and I completely understood where he was coming from. So I respectfully, you know, obliged and explained that I would, you know, let the public know what was going on, but that we would pray off of campus as respect to him. And then I started seeking counsel after I got off the phone with him about what were the rights that we had. And if we were infringing any of the rights, if the school really could get sued. And we found out that by them canceling the prayer walks, it was actually them discriminating against our religious liberties. And it was causing the school to actually be in a position to where they could be sued for that. So I sought the Lord about it, and never once was I discouraged. Never once was I upset about it or felt defeated. I was actually emboldened to step out because I knew this is what the Lord wanted. I knew He had called me to do it. So I knew that He was going to make a way. And if He allowed this to happen, then there was a reason and a plan for it, whether that was for the superintendent or staff members or for the community as a whole. But there was a reason and a plan and a purpose for it. So after I went public on the Facebook page and sought counsel, I did connect back to the superintendent and let him know his rights and the school's rights, and that we would back him fully if he wanted to reverse his decision. And the next day he called me and he had said that he had reversed that decision.
So I did
my happy dance. I'm pregnant. And so it was very awkward, but I was so excited. And the Lord asked me later, He said, "Why were you so excited when I answered that prayer?" And I said, "Because you answered my prayer, Lord. Of course, that's why." And He said, "Did you not believe that I would answer your prayer?" And I had to stop and really think about that. Like, did I really not believe that? Was that why I was so excited? And I realized that the reason why I was so excited was because I knew, regardless if He had reversed it or if the Lord had decided that He didn't want the superintendent to reverse it, either way, His plan was greater than my plan. It was going to be far more reaching than my plan could have been. And so I was okay either way. I was, you know, confident in whatever the Lord wanted to do. But the fact that the Lord saw fit to answer the specific prayer that I prayed was just even more exciting that
Praise God. Praise God. He came through.
And so this last week we had an abundance of people come to these last prayer walks. And so what Freedom From Religion,
probably as a result of
exactly
all the news and the commotion.
So because it was able to reach over 30,000 people with that one Facebook post about the incident, we had more people come out and they had more zeal and more passion to pray for their schools. So it was very fruitful. So what the enemy means for evil and for, you know, bad, the Lord will turn it around and make it for good. That is for sure. And we shouldn't give in to the fear that the devil tries to implant in us by his little fear tactics and his scare tactics, because all it is bluff, you know.
You know, Jessica, it makes me think of the devil's probably thinking, we should have left her alone. We just made things worse.
I thought about that. I felt so bad, actually, for the superintendent, because I think he probably thought I was going to be one of those that would just roll over. And I did, of course, did not want anything negative to be said or anything about him. So I'm so thankful that he reversed it. So that way he wasn't, you know, he didn't have a bad look on him.
Right. And, you know, Jessica, for what it's worth, I think you're exactly right in it, because I remember seeing him on a newscast. He shared that he was supportive of the prayer walks.
Right.
He was concerned about the suit. And, of course, you know, that's understandable. But at the same time, it's good for us to, as you did, you did your homework to find out what our rights really are.
Right.
And the reality is the devil likes to bluff.
Yeah.
That's just the way, that's part of his tactics, you know.
So, and we, like I said, we shouldn't give in to those fear tactics. So if you're seeking the Lord, if you are really pursuing his will, if you're really praying those tough prayers, you're going to have opposition. It may happen as a spiritual attack on your mind or on your finances, or it may happen, in my case, where the supernatural manifested in the natural and you see things happen in, you know, the real world. But don't let it scare you. Don't let it discourage you. Allow the Holy Spirit to embolden you and to give you those supernatural abilities to push forward in that, because the Lord's plan is, if it's his will, his plan is going to be made manifest. You just have to stay faithful with what he's called you to do.
That's right. That's right. Jessica, we're going to take time. I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to ask you to pray as well, though. For God to just raise up many more individuals, groups, or churches that are really going to take initiative here to decide, well, we're going to have a prayer initiative to do this or to do that or whatever. But the fact is, God can do so much through his people when we take it upon ourselves to really pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for all the schools in our listening communities, all the schools in our cities and towns, our counties, our states, our nation. Thank you for each and every school. Father, send forth many more laborers into each of these schools. And Lord, thank you for the many ministries that are found on the campuses of these schools. Thank you for FCA, and thank you for Students for Life. Thank you for Youth for Christ. Thank you for Young Life and other campus ministries. Thank you, Lord, for ministries like Campus Crusade for Christ. And thank you for InterVarsity and so many other ministries that go on the campuses of public schools and colleges and universities to share the gospel and to minister. Lord, raise up more and more individuals, raise up many more ministries that will go onto these campuses and shine for the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, more and more flood our schools with your grace, your peace, and your mercy. Cause them to be places where your spirit abides and permeates the atmosphere. Just do mighty things in this atmosphere in the midst of the schools throughout our nation, our communities. And Father, more and more raise up individuals, couples, families, prayer groups, churches, and other ministries that specifically have as their priority to really take prayer seriously and pray much for schools, to pray much for young people, for children, to pray much for many of these ministries that work on these college campuses. And Father, more and more raise up intercessors that take the powerful and wonderful work of prayer seriously. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen. And Father God, I just thank you for all of the people who you are calling out to pray for schools, whether it's through Moms in Prayer and they're meeting at churches and praying, or whether it's in-home prayer where neighborhood families are coming together, or where it's prayer walks where people are going to campuses and specifically praying for the students and the teachers there. And I pray, oh Father God, that you will just fill the schools with your Holy Spirit, oh Father God, like a fog. Let it be a thick mist within the whole buildings and the outside, the school grounds, the perimeter, oh Father God. Lord, I pray, oh Father God, that you will send angels to protect the perimeter, that any evil that tries to come in that is attached to students or teachers or even the community, oh Father God, that you will block it and not allow that to come in, and that by destroying that, oh Father God, you will give them hearts of flesh to be able to be wooed by your Holy Spirit, oh Father God. Lord, stir up students who know you, oh Father God, to boldly speak your word into other students, oh Father God, and those children to receive it and be transformed and receive your salvation, oh Father God. And let this be a time that revival starts in our schools, oh Lord, where groups start to form, and that they are accountability partners, and they are prayer partners, and they exhort one another. They study with one another the word. They use the resources in their classes and in their libraries to rightfully divide what is right and what is wrong, oh Father God. Lord, give them the wisdom to reject anything that goes against your word if they're taught something, oh Father God, empty philosophies and false philosophies, and then give them the wisdom to receive and to retain and to take hold of those things that point to your word and that point to you, and give them revelations of you, and let that be a zeal that just builds up in them as they continue to have your revelation of who you are and what you've done and how you've created things and your plan and your purpose for their lives, oh Father God, that they will just seek you more, oh Father God. Lord, I pray that the anointing that are on the schools from the prayer walks, oh Father, will be filled with peace for this next school year, that students will have a gentleness and a compassion for one another, that they will lift each other up. Jesus, it will block off any bullying, oh Father God, or any wickedness that will cause harshness towards one another or division, oh Father God. And Lord, I pray, oh Lord, that you will guide the teachers, oh Lord, to have wisdom on how to teach their children according to how each one of them are made, for they will understand and have a patience with their students, oh Lord. And Lord, I pray that parents will see transformations in their children. And that they will also seek what their children have, and transformations will begin in their homes, and then school buildings, gymnasiums, football fields will be used as opportunities to meet together and have your word spoken, oh Father God, prayers to be prayed, oh Father God, for the community, oh Father. And I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you, oh Father, that you want this and you will this for the next generation, that they can definitely transform the way our nation is headed, oh Father God, if we will just teach them, and if we'll just be open and receptive to what you want us to do and how you want to speak into their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Jessica. Look, our time is just about gone. Let me mention to every listener, a wonderful resource to watch is the movie War Room. It's a powerful tool that teaches some very important truths about prayer. Plus, it's an entertaining movie, but it has some wonderful truths that it teaches about prayer. And also, and towards the end has a very similar message to the message God has placed on Jessica's heart as well, God raising up people that take prayer seriously. So if you haven't watched the movie War Room, I would encourage you, get the movie and watch it. There are many truths the Holy Spirit will teach and impress on your heart as you take time to watch it. Jessica, thank you so much for being on the broadcast today.
It's my pleasure.
And thank you for all that you shared. And thanks for letting the Lord use you. And I hope that every person listening, remember, God wants to use you too. Every believer can pray, from the youngest child to the oldest adult. Let's make prayer a greater priority. Lord, thank you for every one of us. Guide us so that more and more you use us mightily as vessels of prayer in your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. You've been listening to The Hour of Intercession. Our guest today was Jessica Webb. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for The Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of Urban Family Talk, Urban Family Communications, or American Family Association.
Urban Family Talk. Urban Family Talk.